above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon they're going to be the views of William Grigg. William, are you there?
I am.
All right. Well, William used to be the senior editor of the New American magazine, and certainly a very articulate spokesman for the conservative cause. Now he's working with the Welsh Foundation. He's doing a great job of keeping their website up and a constant source of information, appearing on other radio programs as well as Radio Liberty on a regular basis. And William, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
I think probably the best thing we could discuss, and certainly the most encouraging thing, would be to talk about H.R. 3835, the American Freedom Agenda Act of 2007, and it's sort of out of character for me to be optimistic about something. But this is a measure that was introduced by Representative Ron Paul a few days ago that would effectively repeal everything that has been done in the last 6 years to create an executive dictatorship. It goes point by point through a number of the most conspicuous abuses of power that have been institutionalized by Bush and Cheney and that retinue, such as the practice of torture, which is now a matter of official U.S. policy, what's called extraordinary rendition, which is the kidnapping and delivery of people into the hands of terrorist regimes overseas, to whom the United States government has outsourced torture by way of an interrogation tactic, the practice of executive designation of U.S. citizens as enemy combatants, as that is to say individuals who are stripped of all legal protections and due process guarantees, the use of illegal warrantless wiretapping and other kinds of electronic surveillance, the creation of military commissions, which are extra-constitutional and I would contend, legally spurious judicial bodies that are accountable to the president rather than being Article III courts. Also, of course, the evisceration of habeas corpus, the grand extraordinary writ, which for the better part of 800 years has been the foundational due process guarantee. What habeas corpus means, this is something we've discussed before, is that the government has to justify detaining you. As an individual, you have to be charged with or identified as a plausible suspect in a defined crime under law. Within a very brief period of time after your arrest, you have to have some kind of recourse to a magistrate who will find some justification, plausible, credible justification, to continue your detention or to bind you over for trial. Absent habeas corpus, individuals can be detained indefinitely, just basically thrown into a dungeon without any kind of legal standing at all whatsoever. Well, the Bush administration, about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, as a matter of fact, in the Military Commissions Act, created these executive courts, star chamber courts, military commissions that would answer to the president, ultimately, and also fundamentally, in principle, abolished habeas corpus. This measure, which was introduced by Representative Paul 4 days ago, the American Freedom Agenda Act, would repeal all of these practices, reinstitute the checks and balances that are now being trashed or ignored outright by the Bush regime. It would go through and rehabilitate the constitutional principles which have been ignored or produced by Bush and his cronies. And most importantly, I think, even if it doesn't have any chance of being passed or even voted out of committee, it offers us an opportunity to get our representatives in Congress on record regarding a fundamental dividing line, bright line, binary proposition. Do they stand with the Constitution as it is presently constituted, which is to say with all these troublesome provisions regarding checks and balances and non-negotiable guarantees of rights, or do they stand with the principle of executive dictatorship? We need to get them on record about this. And
okay,
if
we're just about out of time.
Else, that would be a wonderful thing.
We'll be back in just a moment, and I think this is an exciting piece of legislation. We pulled it down this morning, read it through, and we certainly have a great deal to be thankful for. I think this is a great piece of legislation.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is William Grieg, and we're talking about this new piece of legislation that Ron Paul has gotten in, and it's been introduced, and people do not understand that everything is in place for a military dictatorship, including torture and certainly indefinite confinement and creating a situation where you can't get even a judge or a court to review the fact that you're being confined, because that's taken care of in the Military Commission Act as well. But, of course, Ron Paul has done is put in legislation where congressmen are going to have to say either we support what the administration is doing and they move towards dictatorship and torture and repealing, for all intents and purposes, saying we will not recognize the Geneva Convention. Well, of course, how many congressmen would really want to support what the president is doing and have to go home and face their constituents a year from November? I think this is a great ploy on Ron's part, don't you?
Oh, I think it's masterstroke. It reminds me of what he did prior to the congressional vote on a resolution supposedly conferring on George W. Bush the discretionary authority to commit our country to war against Iraq in order to enforce UN Security Council resolutions. Prior to that measure, Mr. Paul introduced in, I believe it was the House Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives, a resolution of a declaration of war against Iraq. He voted against that resolution. He didn't support the idea of going to war against Iraq because he said, correctly, that Iraq was not a threat to us, had not attacked us, did not constitute the type of a threat to the United States that would justify the mobilization for war. And he opposed the 1991 Persian Gulf War for the same reasons. And he pointed out that basically we've been at war illegally with Iraq for roughly a decade, a little bit more. And so he wanted to get his associates, his comrades there in Congress on record as to whether they actually wanted to declare war on Iraq. And that wasn't permitted out of committee. I believe it was said by then Congressman Henry Hyde, I believe, who has said this on several occasions, that declarations of war have been basically rendered a nullity in practice, that they're an archaism, that we no longer declare war, that basically through the long process of abdication by Congress and usurpation by presidents, the Constitution has effectively been amended to deprive Congress of the constitutional power to declare war. Well, the problem is, of course, the Constitution, the text of the document, still makes it very clear that only Congress can declare war. And so Ron Paul introduced this resolution. He voted against it simply as a way of getting on record in irrefutable terms the fact that our country did not declare war on Iraq, that the President of the United States browbeat or cajoled Congress into abdicating to him and delivering to him through their abdication this spurious power to declare war at his discretion. Now, what Ron Paul has done here is that he has created an ideal mechanism for the citizenry of this country to force our members, our representative members of the House of Representatives, to make a call one way or the other. And it really is that simple. It is a stark dichotomy. You either support the Constitution, which is to say the document that now still exists, however ignored it has become, or you support, in principle, the creation of an executive dictatorship. And really what we have to do is pin down our representative on that subject and make it clear there isn't a third choice here. It is an either-or. If you support the Constitution, you have to co-sponsor this piece of legislation. You have to get it out of the committee, and you've got to get it up for a vote on the part of the full House. And if you don't support that, you simply do not support the Constitution. You support the leader principle, or as it's described in German, Führerprinzip, the idea that somehow the executive, the chief executive of the federal government, is a living constitution in and of himself. That's the Bush administration's point of view. It is at complete loggerheads with what the Constitution represents.
Well, I think it's really a stroke of genius, so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But then, certainly Ron Paul's candidacy, I think, is exciting. He's getting more and more recognition across the country. The Washington Post even had an article about him, I think it was earlier this week, on the front page. And although it wasn't the most laudatory article, it really wasn't that bad, and just pointed out that he's appealing to a lot of people out here who are looking for other alternatives. In fact, he is the only candidate at the present time who's running for the presidency who does not support in one way or another keeping our troops in Iraq. So he's going to get an awful lot of support from people, and if he's going to get a lot of support from Democrats, I just hope he's going to, and about half the Republicans, I would say, would be with him. I think that certainly he has an excellent chance of making a good showing in New Hampshire, and from there, why, who knows?
My biggest source of encouragement as a result of what Ron Paul is doing is the fact that so many people who are relatively new to politics, you're talking about people that are barely of voting age, 18 through, say, age 25, 26 or so, are so entranced with what Ron Paul has to say that he actually, as somebody who is of a completely different generation in a different social milieu, is talking about things that concern young people. And the war in particular is a source of great concern, particularly to those who would be caught up in the maw of conscription if the draft were reinstituted. And Ron Paul, of course, has made a point at almost every campaign stop of denouncing that form of collectivist slavery that we call the military draft. And it's interesting to me, this is something you and I have discussed before, Stan, that there are people you would not have any idea harbored a respect for any kind of constitutional perspective who are gravitating toward Ron Paul. One of them is this fellow John Meyer, the the rock star who was caught on camera a couple of days ago outside a club having a very passionate argument with a fellow who is a TV star and movie star about the merits of Ron Paul. And John Myers said, "You've got to listen to Ron Paul. This man knows the Constitution. Read the Constitution. What Ron Paul's telling us is true. You know, our government has completely escaped its constitutional leash, and we have to do everything we can to make our government obey the Constitution." It's really quite a remarkable spectacle, because I didn't think that John Meyer was A, politically aware at all, or B, had any respect for the Constitution. But the candidacy of Ron Paul, the phenomenon of somebody who is a straight-talking, uncompromising defender of the Constitution, is bringing out the latent patriotism in people across the political spectrum, which is, of course, a completely arbitrary and phony contrivance to begin with. The idea that some people are Republicans, some people are Democrats, because of a certain cluster of issues that these two retail outlets for the same wholesale political establishment have decided to use to create their constituencies. And the thing is, Ron Paul is somebody with transpartisan appeal because he's a man of principle, and this measure, the American Freedom Agenda Act, is a transpartisan measure. It's something that people of good faith who are Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, Constitution Party members, everybody who has a fundamental respect for our Constitution can support this, because it's not something which is calculated for the partisan advantage of either Republicans or Democrats. It's something which was submitted for the sole and exclusive purpose of trying to rehabilitate the Constitution that is a blessing to all of us.
And I think that anybody who's looking at what's going on today and sees this series of pieces of legislation, beginning with the Patriot Act and the Office of Homeland Security Act and the, you know, financing of Halliburton's subsidiary to build concentration camps, and if you the modeled Emergency Health Powers Act, and certainly the Military Commission Act, and the John Warner Act, and then the latest abomination, which of course was these presidential directives on Homeland Security and National Security. Mm-hmm. Anybody who looks at all of these things and puts all the dots together can come up with only one conclusion, and that is that the current administration is planning on establishing a dictatorship in America because they have a different world vision. Because, yep, I think they worship a different supreme being. But be that as it may, I really believe that there, if we can just get people to understand that, you know, once that dictatorship is established, we will never see our freedom again during our lifetime. And when you see how all of these things are fitting together, and you realize, of course, that the whole war on terrorism is contrived. If there was, mm-hmm, a war on terrorism, we would have sealed our borders. We have not. If there was a war on terrorism, we would have attacked Saudi Arabia, because they're the ones who are financing this whole Islamic,
indeed,
movement throughout the world. So you go ahead, William. I'll keep you quiet.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the idea of dictatorship becoming more and more obvious and palpable to reality. There's a quote that I put in my blog last night from a news conference a couple of days ago, where somebody mentioned that Vladimir Putin, the so-called ex-KGB, he's actually current KGB, president of Russia, has talked about the possibility of trying to make himself prime minister again next year, when he's required by Russia's constitution to surrender the presidency to somebody else. And that way, of course, he'd still be in power. And the question was posed to Mr. Bush a couple of days ago about Putin may becoming, basically in effect, becoming a dictator, keeping power and dashing any hopes for a genuine democratic transition. Mr. Bush's response was, and I quote, "No, I've been planning on that myself." And that was just one of a number of times that Mr. Bush has made a purported joke about how desirable it would be if he were to be made an outright, unambiguous dictator. He's done that on no fewer than four occasions that I can count. And when somebody keeps picking that particular nit, when he keeps, you know, sort of scratching that particular scab as often and as conspicuously as Mr. Bush does, I don't think he's joking. I think, you know, somewhere within the recesses of his personality, there's this curdled sense of privilege that has led him to believe that it would be a fundamental injustice, nay, perhaps even an offense to God, if he were forced to surrender power. And even if he actually submits to what one of the few remaining constitutional practices, that of turning over power to a successor in January of 2009, that successor would inherit this apparatus of coercion and regimentation and surveillance that has been so diligently created and cultivated over the last 6 or 7 years, and most likely that would be Hillary Clinton. And she's somebody who, of course, would not at all scruple to exercise those powers to their fullest extent, so our situation would not be improved if we don't do something to start dismantling this apparatus right away.
Amen to that. Well, I think people really have to be able to connect the dots, and I think that's what Cindy Braun has done. He has actually addressed so many of these very important issues in this latest piece of legislation. What's the number again, Will?
3835, H.R. 3835.
Go up on the Internet, and as I did this morning, and just Google in H.R. 3835. You'll be certainly glad that you did. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 19, 2007, gold 768.52 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $791.92, $390.20 for half, $195.10 for quarter. That's $791.92, $390.20, and $195.10. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
It was the biggest tax increase we'd ever had. And then when he got to be the president, he gave us the biggest tax increase we'd ever had, but nobody ever talks about that. He gave us the biggest deficits we'd ever had. He said one thing, he did the other, and he got the support of both sides. It was magnificent. He was one of the greatest actors in the world, and of course, most people, honestly, to this very day, believe he was a conservative. But I think Ron Paul is an honest-to-goodness conservative. He was the only Republican who, when Ronald Reagan became president and put in his budget, refused to vote for the budget, and the president called him in, and he said, Ron, won't you believe in me? I mean, everybody else is supporting me. I promised I will deliver every Republican vote. I promised the Democrats that if they give me enough votes to get this thing through. Don't you believe in what I stand for? And Ron Paul, the story goes, said, Mr. President, of course I believe in what you stand for. But this budget that you're putting in is not what you stand for. And he was the only Republican who voted against it. Go right ahead, Will.
Well, the thing about Ron Paul, and contrasting him with the other Ronald, who's looked upon as the prevailing icon of conservatism, is that he is a man of principle to such an extent that he's perfectly willing to lose on a matter of principle rather than compromise in order to win, win here being written with ironic quotes around the word. Ronald Reagan was somebody who was, as you point out, a master of compromise, the master of camouflage compromise. He was always very adept at finding some way of repackaging a compromise as a victory. And I remember, for instance, reading about the tax increase in California during his first term that you mentioned earlier, where he had said that his feet were set in concrete on the issue. There was not going to be a tax increase. And just a day or so after he said that, he held a press conference, and he said something to the effect of, gentlemen, that sound that you're hearing is the sound of concrete being shattered.
Right.
You know, he always had a way with a folksy aphorism, and because he was a genuinely likable person, I mean, everything that I've read about Ronald Reagan as an individual suggests that he was genuinely a genteel and thoughtful man, a gentleman in the sense that he tried to put other people at ease. Whatever you think of the man as an individual, as a politician, he was very much what he had always been. He was a New Deal liberal, a big government liberal who believed in an interventionist foreign policy, and who also believed in the idea that the federal government should be defined by the expediency as practiced by the people who run the federal government as opposed to limited by law. And the law, of course, in this instance, means the Constitution. Ronald Reagan gave a good speech, and he wrote a very good radio commentary. If you've read the scripts, the handwritten scripts of his radio commentaries from the late 1970s, when he was doing the one-and-a-half-minute Ronald Reagan commentaries for syndication, they're almost always very, very good. They could have been written by somebody who was an adherent of the Austrian School of Economics, somebody who had supped very plentifully on the writings of Rothbard and Mises and Hayek and people of that ilk, but he didn't practice what he professed to believe in, as Ron Paul pointed out. Ron Paul has been perfectly consistent on that point. I mean, the only other congressman of the last generation or so who compiled a voting record to compare with that of Ron Paul in terms of strict fidelity to constitutional principle was the late Larry McDonald, God rest his soul, who was a Democrat because that's how he got elected in that little district in Georgia that he ran in. And really, you had two very conspicuous practitioners of constitutional principle. You only have one among us right now. I think it's interesting, they're both doctors. I find that really quite interesting. You know, I believe that Larry McDonald was a urologist, and of course Ron Paul has been an obstetrician, has delivered 4,000 babies. And if you don't think that's God's work, I don't know what would qualify better than bringing a child out into the open, bringing a child into the world. I don't know what would be better than that. But for all of his kindness and all of his composure and all the efforts that Ron Paul makes to make people feel at ease in his company, he is an absolutely inflexible man when it comes to his principles, and he has that on the other Ronald, who's worshipped so ardently by today's Republican establishment.
Well, I think one of the great crimes was he never got an Oscar, because I think he was one of the greatest actors we've ever seen. And he really was. He was magnificent. And
yeah.
You know, for years it took me, I didn't want to believe that he was saying one thing and doing another. But, you know, you eventually have to quit listening to what they say and believe your lying eyes. And he did everything he could.
Would put it, yeah.
He did everything he could to give us more big government and big deficits and massive government spending. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Coco Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Coco Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Coco Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is William Grigg. And before we go on, William, why don't you go ahead and get your blog spot out there and let people know how they can get the material that you offer on a regular basis.
Certainly, I appreciate that. The easiest way to find it is to go to the right source, which is the web portal you made reference to earlier, which is a site for news and commentary and also links to useful video documentaries and various clips that we find that are compelling to us. The address to that is www.rightsourceonline.com. Once again, that's www.rightsourceonline.com, one word. If you go to the right source and you look at the left-hand side of the screen, you scroll down about a third of the way through, you'll find my photograph, and in the box next to my photograph there are two hyperlinks. The one furthest to the right will take you to my daily blog, Pro Libertate, the Latin phrase that means for freedom, and that is updated, as I said, pretty much every day, although I think you'd expect something new there between 4 and 6 times a week. And if you go either to the right source or to my web blog, Pro Libertate, you'll find a link to this H.R. 3835, the American Freedom Agenda Act of 2005. 2007. Take you to a PDF copy. Hopefully you have those who go to the sites I'm referring to right now will have the ability to read or download PDFs, but they'll have the PDF copy that was entered in Congress 4 days ago by Ron Paul. And it's very useful, very important to go through and simply to read the findings, if nothing else, the statement of findings in that measure, which describe the most salient outrages, atrocities, and abuses being committed and institutionalized by Bush and his gang. They don't talk about all of them. I mean, good grief, a bill of particulars here that would be comprehensive would run for page after page of small type, but they hit the highlights or hit the lowlights, I think would be a better way of describing it. But that's at Pro Libertate. There's a link off my blog, or you can go to rightsourceonline.com, the Right Source website, and find the action alert that we have put out by email to our subscribers, urging people to go out and slap up their representatives. Just pester, Hector, cajole, entreat. Find some way of wearing down, exhausting if necessary, your representative to get him to co-sponsor this measure or to express support for the measure, or failing that, to get him on record as opposing it. We have to know one way or another if he stands with the Constitution or with the concept and principle of executive dictatorship.
Well, I think it's a wonderful issue, and I think that's something that we can really take advantage of, and I think that, you know, it will begin to crystallize what this battle is really all about, what this next presidential election is about. Do we want the Constitution and freedom? Do we want, of course, to abandon the Constitution and leave ourselves open for dictatorship? Because that is the choice we have, and I hope everybody out there in the listening audience is going to get involved one way or the other.
Well, if you take a look at the field of Republican candidates to succeed George W. Bush, it's very obvious that there are three or four of them who are, I believe, utterly mesmerized with power lust over the prospect of inheriting this badly hypertrophied office of the president. If you take a look at the Democrats, of course, you've got Hillary Clinton, who, without any kind of public office about 13 years ago, had made a gift of herself to our fair land, offering to become basically the czarina in charge of health care, meaning in charge of life and death decisions over the rest of us. And she actually, on one occasion, I remember this vividly because when I was working at the New American back in 1994, it was my responsibility to be bird-dogging the issue of Hillary Care, socialized medicine. She made it very clear that one of the priorities that she was going to impose upon our country for our own good would be a confrontation with the finitude of medical resources, and because the government would be in charge of distributing those resources, it would be in charge of determining who would be entitled to receive care and for how long. This is commonly referred to as the veterinary ethic. And our system, which is not a free market medical system by any means, is utterly awash in the veterinary ethic, which is that somebody else is paying the bills, so somebody else is going to make your health care decisions for you. She was talking about advanced directives and living wills, people sitting down and making it clear as a matter of formal documentation in writing that at a certain point they would surrender their right to pursue health care. And that's the direction we're going right now, as we have an aging population and an increasingly bankrupt, or I should say the bankruptcy of our country is becoming increasingly obvious. You've got a badly depleted store of resources on the one hand and a huge and growing population of aging people on the other who are going to be drawing on those resources for their health care. And I think that at some point in the very near future, we're going to start confronting the idea that we have to have social triage as a way of determining who's going to get what and for how long in terms of health care, who's more important, which of the members of our population are entitled to receive government-funded health care. And that's something you see going on in Canada, and you see that happening in Great Britain and elsewhere. But obviously, Hillary Clinton, who offered to regiment the system for our benefit when she had no elective office, would not at all be diffident in exercising the powers of an executive dictatorship. You take a look at the Republican side, Rudolph Giuliani is such a Hogarthian caricature of the authoritarian personality, it's hard for me to believe that he can actually walk around in daylight without spontaneously combusting like a vampire. He's somebody who actually gave a speech about 1994, 1995, once again, where he said that freedom is all about deference to authority, meaning deference to government authority, meaning accepting limits placed on our freedoms by those who are exercising government power. Now, I happen to believe that freedom requires, I believe it was Walter Baggio who once said that freedom requires the voluntary obedience to the unenforceable. I mean, there are things that we have to be able to do by way of deferring to the rights of other people in order to remain free. I don't disagree with that proposition. But that is not what Rudy Giuliani was talking about. What Rudy Giuliani meant is that you have to be willing to surrender your freedom to the state, which will hold it in escrow, and then dole out what it is pleased to call your rights as the state sees fit. You know, he's the front runner for the Republican nomination right now, at least according to all the metrics being used by the media. Mitt Romney, who is, as I said on my blog a couple of days ago, an individual so empty, so hollow that he makes Peer Gynt's onion look like an overstuffed calzone by comparison, Mitt Romney has actually been extolling the supposed virtues of torture. He wants to double Guantanamo, meaning he wants to expand Camp X-Ray by at least 100%. What's going on this last week in the press, interestingly enough, is that we're seeing how there are plans now underway to expand Camp X-Ray by building a tent city to hold tens of thousands of refugees, we're told, in the event that Fidel Castro's death would occasion turmoil and tumult in Cuba and suddenly would face a mass exodus of Cubans. And that, of course, was the pretext for building Camp X-Ray to begin with. When Halliburton got the contract about 10 years ago, they were building a facility supposedly to hold refugees, this time from Haiti instead of from Cuba. And now they're saying that they're going to expand it to include this tent city complex, which will be several times the size of the existing camp. I don't think they're talking about expanding it to hold refugees. I think they're talking about expanding it to hold unlawful enemy combatants that would include American citizens. As a matter of fact, right now, I think the only people who've been designated that, who received that designation, rather, are U.S. citizens. And so, you know, when Mitt Romney talks about doubling Guantanamo, well, the boys are in the air, so to speak. They're already doing that. And he's somebody who's vying with Rudolph Giuliani as the supposed conservative. This guy is pro-homosexual rights. He's pro-abortion. He is pro-huge government. He has no respect for the Constitution. He has the soul of a claims adjuster when it comes to understanding, really, the impact of government policy on the lives of those of us who are not in the exalted caste that rules our society. And he's somebody who's been warmly embraced by most of the social conservatives, I think, because he looks like Ted Danson, and he seems to have sort of a presidential mien about him. But these are the leading candidates. Then below that we have Mike Huckabee, or as somebody once said, he's the master of the Huckabribe. He's another governor from Arkansas. We've not had really good luck with governors from Arkansas becoming president, but he's a former Southern Baptist pastor who has a wonderful way of delivering a homily, but in terms of his policies, once again, he's very Clintonian, meaning that he supports huge government, particularly in the healthcare field. He wants to have a national campaign against obesity, a national campaign against smoking. I commend him for shedding roughly half of his body mass through diet and exercise, but it really isn't the government's job to be dictating to us, especially this government, this gargantuan, grotesquely, morbidly obese government to be dictating to us the management of our mortal coils. That's not in the Constitution. And, of course, Huckabee is another exponent of war and torture and militarism and police state measures here at home. And he's considered to be the only respectable alternative to Rudolph Giuliani and Mitt Romney, with John McCain being somewhere in the background here as another potential option, but he's too old, of course, by now for most people to find him palatable. But, you know, in this field, Ron Paul is seen as an eccentric, and there's very good reason for that, because he's almost always the only sane man in the room when the Republican candidates converge.
I agree with you totally, and certainly, you know, he is certainly being attacked and demonized and marginalized by the media, but they're under control. I mean, they're told what to say, and they're certainly not going to give Ron Paul a fair shake. And it's going to be fascinating as this thing unfolds.
You saw how, I think it was last week, when they had the CNBC debate, they had a poll afterwards, a text message type poll, who won the debate, and Ron Paul was winning, so they shut down the poll.
Well, he got 74% of the vote.
I mean, Giuliani
got like 3%.
I mean, it was so obvious, you know, that the people were liking what the people who had been listening were liking what Ron Paul had to say. They just shut down the poll. And then just a few days ago, and I mentioned this in a previous conversation you and I had, Ron Paul was on a call-in show on C-SPAN, and a caller, I believe from Michigan, phoned in to talk about the compelling need to withdraw our troops from the 130-odd countries where they're presently garrisoned around the world, and actually to create a defense department based on defending the United States. And Ron Paul was talking about that as being a fundamental task that we have to undertake. That would be one of the most important ways that we could bring our government to a point where it could start living within its means and so forth. And as he's discussing the subject, there was a title card put up for a Pentagon briefing that completely cut off what Ron Paul was saying. We had the escutcheon of the Defense Department and a little notation about how there was going to be some kind of a military briefing sometime several days hence. But this happened just at the moment when Ron Paul was talking about bringing the troops home from overseas. And if that was a coincidence, and I'm generally not inclined to believe in coincidence, that would be one of the most monumentally improbable coincidences I could imagine. But it was just really quite interesting how, out of nowhere, suddenly you have the Pentagon break in to talk about how it's going to have a military briefing at some time in the relatively distant future. So there are some sort of creepy things that are happening here with respect to little gestures that the custodians of polite opinion are offering for our benefit to show that they are in control. But in spite of that, Ron Paul is finding traction with the public. And once again, in that, I find cause for great optimism.
Well, you know, when you mention something like that, why people say, well, you get a little paranoid to believe that they would actually interrupt the program just to shut off what Ron Paul was saying. But I have the old saying is, you're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you. When they really are, you'll see manifestations of it all the time. And, William, you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And, you know, it doesn't happen very often, but sometime when we have a very interesting guest on, and we're really getting to a very important issue, it's amazing sometime the electronic interference that comes down the line.
Sure.
And it may be just coincidence, but you just never know, because we know we're dealing with ruthless people, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces that are energized by from the very depths of hell.
We don't have to be paranoid in order to believe that there is an effort to create a full-fledged totalitarian dictatorship in this country. You just have to be observant, and you have to be candid in describing it. And the other thing you have to do in order to understand the direction that we're heading right now is just to compare where we are in terms of the pervasiveness of the abuse of government power with what's going on in countries such as Russia and China. In China, you've got a country that is, 1.3 billion people are... stated population here in the United States is 300 million, so we're just a fraction of the size of China. China is ruled by the Communist Party of China. You know, the Chinese Communist Party professes to be faithful to the teachings and dictates of Marx and Lenin and Mao. So it's a totalitarian regime, quasi-totalitarian right now, because there is a little bit more room for economic activity and even property ownership in China than there had been even 10 years ago. But still, they have a prison population in this nominally totalitarian country that is a fraction of what we have here in the putative land of the free. You know, a total prison population, that is to say, prison people are in prisons, jails, on parole, and so forth, of over 7 million people, most of whom have never committed a crime of violence. That is to say, they've not pulled a stick up, they've not pulled an armed robbery, they've not committed assault, they've not committed theft. They're in there for drug offenses, meaning drug possession offenses, or even outright political so-called crimes. And it really is a sorrowful testament of what we become, that we would have a prison population that size and growing. That is the only growth industry in our country right now. Well, there are two of them. The two growth stocks right now are prisons and long-term health care for the aging population. And it's really quite a dismal commentary on where we really are in terms of our freedom and our relative prosperity, that those are the two growth stocks right now in the United States of America in the early 21st century.
And, you know, I think it's amazing how infrequently you hear that phrase, that 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole. Over 2 million, about 2.1 million in prison, and the rest on probation and parole. Why aren't we talking about, why aren't we asking, why is this happening? Why proportionally do we have more people in prison than they do in a police state like communist China? But then, of course, that gets into who was it who brought the communists to power in China, and who is it who's been financing the Soviet Union since its very inception, and who is it who looked into Putin's eyes of the former head of the FSB, which was the KGB, into Putin's eyes and said, I saw his soul, and I knew I could trust him.
He found a soulmate, Mr. Bush
right.
did. It's really quite an interesting thing that on occasion, Mr. Bush will say something that is such a revealing observation. That's one of them. Another one is a statement he made just a few days ago where he was saying that basically Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Zoroastrians, and others all worship the same God. You know, Bush is not really qualified to be a theologian in chief. And another really good example of a revealing comment, I mentioned earlier the four or five times he's talked about wanting to be a dictator. But he gave a State of the Union address a number of years ago where he adulterated the words of that wonderful Christian hymn, Power in the Blood, which talks about there's power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. You know, it's hymn of praise to Christ. In the version articulated by George W. Bush, it was there's wonder-working power in the goodness and decency of the United American people. The words to that effect. In other words, he was preaching the totalitarian gospel that Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the primary intellectual architect of the French Revolution, described as the civil religion, where you look to the state as the embodiment of God's will in the world. And this came from the lips of our supposedly Christian president, and very few people commented about the significance of this.
Hey, we're out of time, William. Thank you so very much for being with us. God
Thank
bless
you.
We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in real trouble. You know, and God is going to bring a judgment on this nation unless the people of this nation are willing to stand up and stand for righteousness.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with me that we are involved in a spiritual battle being played on the political battlefield, we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And or if you don't know anything about us, you'd like a free catalog, or you'd like a free newsletter, or you'd like a free emergency food catalog, or you'd like a free health catalog, we have them all. We make them all up. And, of course, all the proceeds go to financing Radio Liberty so that my wife and I don't have to put so much in to maintain the network that we have of almost 60 outlets every single week, where at least somewhere in America people are going to hear the truth. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then let me just remind you that we are having a week from this coming Sunday. That's going to be on the 28th of October, an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area. And if you're going to come, why, we really need to know today or tomorrow, because we have to put our reservations in. We're serving lunch. But it's going to be a great time. We're having an outside speakers, and I will tell you that I've got a speech that, you know, I think will really hopefully have a tremendous impact on the people who listen to it, and of course give you the information you need to go out and begin to reach others with an understanding of what is really going on. And believe me, when you connect the dots and you begin to see what's happening, you begin to realize the powerful forces aligned against us. But if the people here in this country were worthy, I believe God would intervene and to save America. But do you really think, looking at America today, that America is worth saving? And it's not going to be unless there are righteous people who are willing to stand for what is correct rather than simply go along with the crowd, because it's the easiest thing to do. If you've not yet heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or read the book, you need to get it, then you need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, because it will introduce you to what's really going on behind the scenes. And the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, it was known to Plato and Socrates and Pythagoras and Alexander the Great. And if you've ever wondered how Alexander, with an army of 35,000 Macedonians, could take on Darius with a million-man army and elephants, and Alexander won, it doesn't make sense. But, of course, Alexander the Great understood the secret that's been passed down through the generations. And we'll tell you the secret. You will be surprised, shocked, but hopefully you will also be put into a position where you really begin to believe ever more, and it will strengthen your faith in the God of the Bible, because, of course, there is a spiritual battle going on that has been going on since the beginning of mankind there, at the dawn of civilization in the Garden of Eden, and that battle is still being waged today. Anyway, that's the Forbidden Secret, Brotherhood of Darkness. Of course, the DVDs on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, explains to you why some people have done so well in the music business. But, of course, they've made a deal. They've actually sold their souls. And, of course, that's the title of the DVDs, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. This is one of the finest productions we carry. We also carry Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. We carry the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. We carry the secret architecture of our nation's capital. We have a great DVD we actually produced ourselves that goes in. It's called The Atlantis Connection, and it's a talk given by the man who actually made the Secret Mysteries DVD and the award-winning Riddles in Stone DVD. Certainly you want to get our 4-tape set on the supernatural. And then, of course, as things get worse and worse, you really need to get our new 4-tape or 4-CD set on civil defense. You really need to understand how you're going to have to protect yourself in the difficult times that lie ahead. The 4-tape set on civil defense, the DVD on sheltering in place, the book we carry in called These Nuclear War Survival Skills, and remember our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses a time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
You're listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon they're going to be the views of David Stoddard, who worked with the Border Patrol for many, many years. David, how long were you with the Border Patrol?
I was a Border Patrol officer for 27 years. And in addition to that, I've lived and worked on the border all my life. Well, right now, I'm like 5 miles from the border, so I'm deeply involved and affected by whatever happens on the border.
Well, of course, do you think that things are getting any better on the border than they were? Do you think we have as many people coming across illegally as we did before? What about the drugs coming in across the border today?
Well, there's two answers for that. The drugs have not been affected. There's always been huge amounts of cocaine, marijuana, and now meth illegally crossing our borders in vehicles and on people's backs and even occasionally by an aircraft. But the illegal alien traffic that was so rampant through here come to a screeching halt back in April of 2006, I believe it was, whenever the Minutemen came in here. The Minutemen really pulled the coup off. They advertised their presence for roughly 6 months before they ever got here, and that gave an opportunity for the Mexican press, TVs, newspapers, and so forth, to really play it big down in Mexico. And by the time it finally happened, the Mexicans had moved in several thousand Mexican army troops and several hundred Grupo Beta people. And as a result of that, the smugglers and illegal aliens were diverted over into western Arizona and eastern New Mexico. And since the smugglers regrouped and rerouted their products, apparently they found it successful in the rerouting, and they just haven't come back here.
All right, fine. So at least the Minutemen did a pretty good job. Why do you think the Mexicans put their army there? Do you think that they were trying to keep the people from coming in, at least in that region, or what?
The Mexicans didn't want to be embarrassed. It was all a political thing. There were articles in the Mexican newspapers and on Mexican TV about the Casa Migrantes, or the migrant hunters, and they were classified in the same vein as you would a deer hunter or a rabbit hunter. And the press was so out of line on the Minutemen that the Mexican government responded by diverting the traffic to other parts.
But of course, the Minutemen weren't armed at all, and all they were going to do was just simply report them to the proper authorities. Wasn't that their function? Wasn't that what they were doing?
There were some armed Minutemen, and I don't blame them a bit. I would, even as far away as I am from the border, 5 miles, I run around armed. I have a permit and all that. But the end result, since the Minutemen were formed, is that there has not been so much as one verified case of the Minutemen violating anybody's rights or doing anything outside of the law.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
The secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and David started at 27 years on the Border Patrol, is saying that the attrition rate in the Border Patrol is really very high. And why is that? Why are the Border Patrolmen who want to do a good job just up and quitting and giving up their years of work and pensions and health benefits? And why are they quitting?
They're quitting simply because they're not supported in doing their jobs. You take a Border Patrol officer and put them through 6 months of a Border Patrol academy and teach them how to comply with the law and teach them what laws they're to enforce. Then to put them out on the line and tell them to stay in one spot for an eight-hour shift, and even if they see aliens crossing near them, they can't give chase. So the frustration level is really, really high simply because they're not allowed to do their job. And many of them are changing agencies within the federal government, and some are, of course, some are retiring. But Bush's dream of adding having 18,000 Border Patrol agents by the end of 2008 is an impossible dream.
Okay, it's sort of like that they were going to have 200 miles of fence, but they never intended to build it. You tell the people one thing, and the people really believe you. Mean it when you claim, you know, you're a God-fearing man, and we're going to have that 200 miles of fence built. Or was it 700 miles? How much fence were they supposed to build?
It keeps varying. The original bill was, I believe, as you mentioned, was 700 and some, and then with this amnesty push that they did over the summer, and I think it was cut down to 300 and something. So the Congress has authorized 700, and Congress has funded 700 miles. But as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, the government's not very motivated to do the actual construction. And I found out today that DHS is buying Chinese steel at the expense of U.S. steel producers. So the whole thing is, the whole system is corrupt.
Well, you know what I don't understand? If we're really involved in a life-and-death struggle with terrorism, and that's why we've got to give up all of our freedoms here and have everybody being monitored and listen to our telephone calls and check our medical records and financial records and library records, if we're really, of course, involved in this life-and-death struggle with terrorism, why haven't they sealed our border to keep the terrorists out? Aren't there Muslims actually coming across our border all the time today?
Well, yes. There's Middle Easterners coming across our U.S.-Mexico borders. That's been documented. DHS admits that. But as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, the government's not serious about that. As long as the U.S. government will allow the use of the matricula consular, it's just simply not serious. The Secretary of the Treasury, Snow, has determined that the matricula consular is okay to open up bank accounts. The TSA, Transportation Security Agency, and the FAA and all those other alphabet agencies have determined that the matricula consular is sufficient to fly back and forth across the country. So the U.S. government is just simply not sincere on protecting the American public. The only ones who's really paying a price at the airports and around the country in the form of increased security is apparently the Medal of Honor winner who's not allowed to go through the security checkpoint because he set off the metal detector, and the old ladies in wheelchairs and that illegal aliens can waltz right through by flashing their matricula consular.
That's a card that they get from the Mexican government?
Yes, it is. There's like 54 Mexican consulates around the United States, and they each issue these phony identification cards with a photograph and a name and a U.S. address on them. And anybody can get one. Elliot Spitzer has one that was sent to him. I know several people with Anglo surnames who have these matricula consularis. And to get one, all you need to do is go to the Mexican consul and present the Mexican birth certificate, which are easily counterfeited, and a photo ID, which can be as valid as a library card.
Okay, fine. Well, Sydney, there's so many things that are going on that just don't make sense if we were really trying to stop illegal immigration. But there's some people who think that they really don't want to stop it because they really want to merge the United States with Mexico, and we can all then raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. Now, You know, you actually, of course, studied the immigration laws, and we had a law back in 65. Ted Kennedy got that one through, and he promised that the new legislation would not change the demographics of our society. He promised, Ted Kennedy swore to the American people this new immigration bill would not change anything at all. And of course, what it did is allowed a massive influx of people from Muslim countries and Hindu countries and from all over the world, and then they could bring their friends and relatives. But then in 1986, we had, of course, under the Reagan administration, another immigration bill, and at that time, of course, they came up with a guest worker program. Now, they promised the American people, if you'll just give us amnesty for the 1 million people who are here, of course, there really weren't 1 million, they were close to three, but they lied. And then they said, but if we promise you, we will enforce the laws, and we will strengthen border patrol, we will certainly, go after the employers that are employing illegal immigrants, and we will have a guest workers program. Now, whatever happened to the old Becerra program, which was a guest worker program, and seemed to me it worked pretty well when I was, was that in the 50s or 60s?
Yes, I remember the Becerra program. It ended, I think, in 1964, 1965, one of those 2 years, and it worked well. It began, I believe, at the beginning of World War II, to bring in laborers to agriculture, because native-born and legal aliens were serving in the military, so it was formed and it worked well. But it ended in the middle '60s because of the demands that the Mexican government were putting upon the farmers who had constructed Becerra camps and jump through the hoops and all of that that they had to do to comply. But the Mexican government, being greedy, just kept making demands until the program was ended. And the same thing is happening today, Dr. Stan, with NAFTA. Pursuant to the North American Free Trade Agreement, there were plants constructed in Mexico by U.S. companies. And now the Mexican government is getting greedy, as they always do, and they're taxing some of these NAFTA plants out of existence, and they're moving to China.
Well, of course, now, but we were supposed to, as of 1986, what are the things that the Reagan administration promised the American people? And, of course, you can always tell when a politician is lying because their lips are moving. But they promised the American people they'd bring in a guest worker program. Well, then why didn't they bring a guest worker program in 1986? It was authorized in the law. It was promised to the American people. It would have certainly helped the farmers and done away with so much of this call today for open borders. What is it that they didn't want a solution at that time? They wanted the problem?
Well, let's look at the practical side of it, Dr. Stan, and then you and your listeners will understand. If you have a legal agricultural worker program of any size, people from mainly Mexico, but in essence from all over the world, will be eligible to come into the United States and stay for a definite period of time and work in agriculture. What's going to happen are the labor unions will get involved in that and organize these workers, and consequently the employers will have to raise wages and benefits, and that's a never-ending chain of acquiescing to the demands, and then every couple of years, every year, whatever, having to go through new contract negotiations, and the end result is they're going through all this trouble of importing agricultural workers or guest workers, whatever you want to call them. It's much cheaper, much better to just hire an illegal alien off the street because they'll never go on strike. You won't have to comply with OSHA standards and don't have to pay benefits other than the minimum amount of pay. In many ways, a legal guest worker program is counterproductive, and already the UFW, United Farm Workers, and our outfits such as AFL-CIO is licking their chops, so to speak, at the prospect of having thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, or maybe even millions of guest workers coming into the country that they can organize and collect dues from, and it's a never-ending chain. Well, once that happens, then the employers are going to go back to illegal aliens again because they're cheaper.
All right, fine. Well, I think, though, that when the government promises the American people something, it ought to stand by it and at least find out if it works. So I can certainly understand your concern and how this could be turned against the farmer. But under any circumstances, some of our farmers are having difficulty getting workers, and the solution is open up the borders, everybody, and the world can come into America. It won't be wonderful, the land of milk and honey. But unfortunately, it's going to bankrupt our country. It's going to destroy Social Security and our whole welfare structure. But maybe that's what they really intend.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 19, 2007, gold 768.52 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $791.92, $390.20 for half, $195.10 for quarter. That's $791.92, $390.20, and $195.10. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. The master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Is on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly what happened in 1986 was that the federal government told the American people there were only a million illegal immigrants here at the time, and they were going to get amnesty, and a million people weren't really going to change anything that much. It was too hard to get rid of them, and it would be inhumane. And of course, then it turned out there were 3 million, and then, of course, they had to bring in their relatives. So we ended up with an influx of about 20 million from the first of 1 million they promised to about 20 million people. Now, many Mexican people are wonderful people. They're hardworking, God-fearing people. Unfortunately, when you have a structured society and you get a tremendous increase of people coming in, well, it tends to create problems with the healthcare delivery system. And I don't know how many of you remember, but certainly I can remember when I practiced medicine, you went to the emergency room, you go right in to see a doctor. Now you go to the emergency room, you're lucky to see a doctor at all, and you may have to wait 2, 3, 4, 10 hours because there's so many people ahead of you, and they're all there getting their free medical care. Well, of course, David Stoddard, is working with the Border Patrol, said that he had actually, and this is 98, 99, had actually began to tabulate from the Mexican government's websites how many illegal immigrants there were in the United States. Remember, our government knows. They just want the American people to know, and they're giving a figure of 10 to 11 million. What did you come up with, David? And that would be, 7 or 8 years ago?
Yes, 1998, I believe it was. I came up with a figure of at least 16 million.
Because it's probably double that by now, wouldn't you think?
It's probably double that by now. But, Dr. Stan, I had to guess at those figures. For example, the state of Idaho at that time had no Mexican consulate, so there was no Mexican consulate in Idaho to release the figures, but I figured even in 98 that there must have been somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 illegal aliens in Idaho because of all the agriculture they have there. So the point that I'd like to make is that even in 1998, there was far more than 10 or 12 million that the U.S. government later came and officially recognized. And right after the U.S. government decided that there was 10 or 12 million illegal aliens in the country, the Mexican government quit releasing those figures, at least publicly.
Well, of course, if the figures you came up with in 3 million illegal immigrants here in 86 and it ended up with 20 million people coming in as they brought in their other relatives, their mother, father, their brothers and sisters, their children, and so a figure of six-fold increase. We have 20 million now. Could be 20 to 30 million, but we had simply 20 million. That would mean about another 100 million people in America in a relatively short period of time. And with that would come the end of Social Security, the end of Medicare, and, of course, certainly the end of the entire welfare state we have. There is no way there's enough money. We're having to borrow $2.5 billion to $3 billion every day now to pay our bills. How are we going to support all of these other people and provide everything for them from the cradle to the grave, as we do for the present citizens? Either that or, of course, we simply renounce Medicare and we renounce Social Security. We say, sorry, we don't have any money, and you're on your own, and that would probably lead to a rebellion in America. So what's the solution, David? You've been on this front lines of this battle a long time. Oh. Is there a solution?
Yes. And I'm glad you asked that question. If the U.S. government would simply get serious about controlling our borders and regulating who comes to America, the problem could be solved. And it could begin by simply enforcing the employer sanctions laws, and then simply enforcing the existing immigration laws, eliminating the waivers, and just a sincere, systematic enforcement. And it doesn't mean loading up buses and trains and headed for the border with illegal aliens. Over a period of time, the illegal aliens will self-deport. They will, and that's been proven here recently in Oklahoma and Arizona. Those two states enacted laws against illegal alien employment, and slowly, illegal aliens are leaving the states, the two states, and going to where they're more welcome. And
coming here to California, where I am, and ladies and gentlemen, if we'd enforce our laws, but our leaders have a different agenda because they have a different worldview, because they have a different loyalty. And when you understand that, you can understand why the Ford Foundation is financing all these radical organizations, why the communists are financing this and helping. And, of course, the Ford Foundation has funded the Communist Party and the Socialist Party going back half a century. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. David Stoddard spent 27 years with the Border Patrol. He's been retired for about 10 years, but he's still active on the front lines trying to educate the American people to the fact that we are being invaded, and we're being invaded by a foreign army. They're not carrying guns. They're just carrying out spirit sands. And certainly these people would like to get something for nothing. Now, a lot of them are hardworking people, but after all, when you offer them free medical care, why pay for medical care? When you're going to offer them food stamps and other things, why not accept that? If the Yankees are foolish enough to give it to you, why not be willing to take it? And, of course, you work for less than the other people. You drive the wage levels down. But, of course, you're getting money so you can send it home to your family. A lot of the Mexicans are good, God-fearing people. And, of course, they want all the benefits of America. Many of them don't want to become necessarily American citizens. Some of them may very well. But, unfortunately, we're going to soon have the high living standards in the United States and the same sort of government in the United States that they have in Mexico, where they have a few billionaires. They got a lot of billionaires, and then, of course, they've impoverished most of the people. And that's why the people are here, but we very soon will raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. Well, certainly, David Stoddard writes for newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and let me suggest you go to that website, newswithviews.com, and pull down his material. Do you have any other place people can get your material, David?
I'm not on a consistently available basis. There's several other websites that occasionally publish my writings. PhoenixNews.com, WorldNet Daily has carried a couple of items, but where they're archived and constantly available is News with Views.
Let me suggest that's an excellent website. I go there on a daily basis. I have about three websites I go to, and that's certainly one of them. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for our guest, David Stoddard, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The history of immigration started with Ted Kennedy in 65 when they repealed the McCarran Immigration Act, and of course they were intent upon changing the demographics of our country because, of course, they wanted to make it into a multicultural, multilingual society so they could play one group against the other and people would have no real loyalty to America. And this led to the massive influx of Muslims in certain parts of the country. And, of course, they have one objective, and that is they want America as a Muslim nation because their religion is the very essence of who they are. And in many respects, I have to respect them. At least they believe in something, and they're willing to fight and, if necessary, die for it. And then, of course, we have this tremendous influx of people from Latin America coming in, and you go into Los Angeles now, you have a hard time finding an English-speaking station, and, of course, many of the people are maintaining their language, their customs, because they want to divide this country, as they have, for instance, in Canada, where they can play the French-speaking Canadians against the Americans. And isn't this going to be a real factor, David? I mean, simply this idea of a multicultural, multilingual society rather than an American society?
I keep hearing these globalists talk about diversity being strength, and that's a bunch of crap, Dr. Stan. Pardon my language. Diversity is weakness. Strength is unity. While I really like to go eat Chinese food and I eat Mexican just about every day simply because of where I live, and I like the food from Germany and around, that type of diversity is good. But when you have enclaves of different nationalities around the United States like you have now, and they're flying their flags from their own country, speaking the language that they brought with them, refusing to assimilate into America, certainly diversity is not a strength. And I get disgusted every time I hear that big lie.
Well, I can remember, of course, back in 1988 when the senator from California was a Japanese senator, but he wanted, of course, to make English the official language of the United States. He wanted our language to be English, even though he was Japanese, but he recognized he was American first, a Japanese second, and a language binds a country together. But you see, he didn't understand at the time why there was so much opposition to having English as the official language of America. He didn't understand that the globalists, from the Council on Foreign Relations and these people of great wealth. And, of course, behind that, of course, the occult societies have always, of course, wanted to destroy America and, of course, to merge us into this globalist system. And such that that's why they did not want America, English, to be the official language. And why so often on the telephone today when you try to put a call in, you know, and then you get one message in English and another message in Spanish. But certainly it's not the Spanish people. They're simply the victims of this whole wicked scheme, this scheme to destroy America. And there's a tremendous amount of money and power on the other side, so powerful that the senator from California could not get his legislation even out of the committee in the Senate. He didn't understand. But, of course, most people find it so difficult to believe that the people on the other side, the globalists, could be so wealthy and powerful and really control our media and control most of the media outlets in the United States. So most people do not understand the plan. David, do you think people are waking up at all? Do you think that they are beginning to connect the dots and really realize that there is a subversive element working at the highest levels of our government?
Yes, some people are waking up, I think, largely to programs like yours and other conservative radio programs, websites and that. People are waking up. But Dr. Stan, I'm skeptical of whether they're waking up in time or not. In the near future, we're going to have a real battle on our hands. Right now, it's a culture war, and I'm afraid that within a very short period of time, it's going to break out with violence in the streets and riots, just like you and I saw during the 60s. I'm just fearful that we'll see that again.
Well, I think, of course, we can anticipate that. In fact, there was a meeting of the globalists up in Canada recently, and there was, of course, this had to do with this idea of joining Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and the prime ministers were up there in Canada, and there were a number of Canadians that were demonstrating. At least the Canadians had enough courage and gumption to go out. Most Americans rather stay at home and watch television, but the Canadians were there, and actually infiltrated into their ranks were a number of agent provocateurs from the Canadian police, and they were to start violence, and they had big rocks, and they were going to start throwing the rocks, and the leaders of the peaceful demonstrators said, "Get out of here! I mean, why are you wearing those face masks? I mean, why are you carrying rocks? Why are you wearing these black ninja fighter suits, you know? Who are you? You agent provocateurs from the police?" And it turned out they were police there trying to get violence going. And that's the sort of technique that is used, unfortunately, in Canada, yes, and even here in the United States. And, of course, if you have never heard the story of the Battle of Seattle, and you remember, of course, when there was a meeting of the internationalists and globalists up there, and they had their people in there actually professional provocateurs starting the violence so that they could then pit the police against the public and the public against the police. But it was all planned. It was all staged. We got a wonderful four-tape set because it's a prototype of exactly the same techniques that I believe they're going to use in the future all across America as they stimulate violence. And then from the violence, they'll say, well, we just need a lot more laws to control the people. And yet, of course, much of the violence is actually being produced by the very people, of course, that are behind this whole scheme, that really want a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, you would disagree, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'm sure in the audience where we're broadcasting at least part of this program, there are many, many Mexican people and good, loyal Americans who love this country and want to be part of it. And, of course, I think that many Mexicans who are Americans and want to be Americans are very upset at what's going on. Do you think that's true, David?
Oh, I can verify that. Living just 5 miles from the border and near the border for all my life, I can tell you that many of my friends and neighbors are ethnic Mexican, and I can point out retired full bird colonels and ex-Green Berets, former SEALs, and many, many former Marines, and I can tell you that they are just as patriotic as you and I are, and they're just as upset over what's happening. They get not just irritated, discouraged, and upset, but they get embarrassed when they see the Mexican president and illegal aliens and these open borders crowds pulling the stuff that they pull. So, yes, I do think that that statement is correct. In fact, I know that it's correct because my friends and neighbors are some of them.
And, of course, you know, it's really very interesting. The president and of course, everybody in the administration insists that there's no effort to join Mexico, the United States, and Canada, and to do away with national sovereignty. But it was about a week ago when Vicente Fox was on the Larry King program, and somebody asked him about forming a one currency for the Western Hemisphere, and he eventually admitted that the long-term plan was to have the Amero and to join the United States and Canada. So, and he said this is what, of course, we agreed with Mr. Bush on. And that is the Larry King interview with Vicente Fox. It's up on the Internet. So why would the president say it wasn't true when of course, Vicente Fox admits that it is true? They're not trying to conceal the truth from the American people, are they?
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that, Dr. Stan. I've seen evidence of this North American Union come to pass right before my eyes. It started out with a program called Border Area 21, and now it's morphed into new name, but the same objective, Project 2012. And
now, is that we're going to be all joined together by 2012? Is that the idea?
It's the same thing. It's the same objective, but taking a little bit different phase, going through the environmental route, where there must be natural pass from the southern tip of South America to the northern end of Canada.
Okay. That's like the Agenda 21 program that we have. It's really so.
Well, yes, that's exactly what I'm referring to. The only when they first enacted that, it was Border Area 21.
And of course, it's really the secret agenda for the 21st century. That which they don't want to tell you about, but we actually have a copy of it here as it was being introduced in Santa Cruz, where I live. And anybody who wants to read it, it's the most incredible thing. As they take away your water and take away your home, and of course even plow up a lot of the roads because they want to get everybody on bicycles, like those fortunate people who live in Beijing. Anyway, let's go to Vernon, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Vernon. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Vernon, your UPS man.
Yes, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you again, too. I just want to say God bless you and your speaker, because, once again, I'm getting information that I would never get. You know, this country is under attack right now. This is what the president tells us. But they won't lock down the border. They really, really do. We are really living in dark times where the people that we have in power, they're not looking out for our best interests. They're not. They really do want to bring down the living standards of Americans. They want to connect Canada and America and Mexico together. They want to get this mentality out of our minds that we're Americans and basically transform us into North Americans. And I love Mexican people. They're, like you say, they're God-fearing, good-working people. But we cannot bring down the living standards of our people to bring them up. Here we are spending $1 billion in Iraq every day, and we can't even get national health care. And we know that every American is under attack right now, and their health care is under attack right now. And me as an American, I just feel so helpless. I feel like there's nothing that I can do. Listen. I mean, what letter can I write to my senator? He is so arrogant, he won't listen.
But I think the one thing you can do, Vernon, is talk to people. And, of course, you talk to a lot of people, you know, because you're meeting a lot of people every day. And try to get them. Just ask them questions. Don't try to lecture them. Ask them questions. I mean, why do you think it is that the federal government refuses to build a fence? Why do you think it is until recently they refused to enforce the laws against, of course, the employers who were, employing illegal immigrants when they knew what was going on? I mean, why would the president say there's no plan for to join America with Mexico when Vicente Fox told Larry King that? And get that article off the Internet. It's well worthwhile reading and seeing what was actually said. And then, of course, if you can get them to listen to Radio Liberty, that's all the better. Or go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com and read David Stoddard's articles. They're very, very good. Don't despair. Believe me, there are a lot of people out across America who feel just like you do.
You're right. I mean, with my job, I'm able to, talk to people, and I tell them all the information that I get off of Radio Liberty, and they are just so astounded. I think sometimes they're thinking that I'm making this stuff up. And, they're like, what? Are you sure? I can't believe that. No, our government's not doing that.
Because I love to tell this story about one of my friends once said to me, I used to think you were crazy, but now I'm afraid you're not. And I think that you'll find that this is what's going to happen to you. Your job is to tell people what's going on. And believe me, the stock market was down 350 points today. The oil hit $90 a barrel. I mean, we're on the edge of a financial catastrophe. Keep talking to people. And when these things begin to unfold, they're going to come to you and ask what's going to happen next. And you can tell them. You'll listen. You'll hear it right here at Radio Liberty. God bless you, Vernon. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Pan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
David, what would you have any comments for David?
I haven't heard a thing that I can disagree with. I see it coming, you see it coming, Vernon and hundreds of others, and I'm just as frustrated as he is. I've asked myself time and again, what can I do? What can we do to change this? And I'm getting more and more to the point that I'm beginning to consider that perhaps there is no peaceful solution.
Well, of course, I've been at this for 45 years, Vernon, and I'm not a newcomer. And, of course, I'm more optimistic than I've ever been because I recognize it's a spiritual battle. And there are really forces on the other side, spiritual forces that are energizing this and controlling people. Many times the people don't even know they're being controlled. Other times they do. But we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political battlefield.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the start. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage.
The evening, and of course we're going to have a great lineup of speakers, and we'll have time for questions, and we'll be serving lunch, which is why you're going to have a reservation, and we really need to get our reservations in, certainly today or tomorrow, because we have to let the people know over there how many are going to be there for lunch. So we're going to ask, if you will, please, if you're thinking of coming, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. That's the annual Radio Liberty conference that we hold, and it'll be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you're coming in from elsewhere, of course, we can always get you a map and tell you how to get there. It's not that difficult to find. Great facilities, and they've always been very gracious, and we've always been very pleased, and the food's good, and the atmosphere is good, and the speakers are good. So if you can possibly make it, it's one of the high points of my year, and I know many people are coming back again because they've been there before, and they're coming again and bringing their friends. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will have, if you've not yet heard my talk on the forbidden secret, why you'll want to get that. And the forbidden secret, of course, tells you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies. And yes, there have been secret societies for 5,000 years, and there's secret societies today. I mean, there are all sorts of secret societies. Certainly, Opus Dei, the Knights of Malta secret societies, the Masons are a secret society, and of course the CFR is the front group for a secret society. Everybody knows about the CFR, but very few people know about the force, the organization that created the Council on Foreign Relations back in 1921. If you want to read about it, you need to get Professor Quigley's book. Professor Quigley was a professor at both Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown, where he was the mentor of a man who became the President of the United States, of William Jefferson Clinton. In fact, President Clinton talked about Professor Quigley when he accepted the Democratic nomination for the presidency. I believe it was the 14th of July back in 1992. And Professor Quigley talked about the secret society that created the Council on Foreign Relations, which is today America's invisible government. And the Secretary of State always comes from there, whether they be Democrat or Republican. And the head of the Federal Reserve Board always comes from there. And the head of the CIA always comes from there. And if you want the documentation, we'll be glad to provide it for you. And, of course, there are very, very few people who talk about it. Who's ever been to the back to the CFR? I've spent many weeks there going through their records, and even records that nobody else has ever seen. And someday maybe we'll have to do a program on that. But what is their goal? The destruction of America. They are globalists. They believe in a one-world government. And, of course, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about that one-world government. That is why today we have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world. Why do we have troops in 130 nations throughout the world? Why? Because they are using America to bring about the world dictatorship. And we talk about democracy, but democracy really is a cleverly concealed scheme by which you give the people thought that they really have something to say about what goes on. Our founding fathers didn't want a democracy. They hated the concept of democracy. And you can read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers and the constitutions of every one of our states, and never once hear the word democracy used other than to decry it and say, we don't want a democracy, we want a republic. So why does everybody tell us we're a democracy? Why? Because the purpose is to bring about world democracy, which is really a sham for a world dictatorship.
under the New World Leader. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive.
You're listening.